Exodus chapter 12, from verse 42 to verse 51. The regulations for the Passover. I've called this discourse the Great Essential. The Great Essential. Now, what do I mean? Well, look at the regulations for Israel, for the Hebrews, in the observation of the Passover. Let me just read some of the verses. Because the Lord kept vigil that night to bring them, that is the Hebrews, out of Egypt, on this night all the Israelites are to keep vigil to honor the Lord for the generations to come. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, these are the regulations for the Passover. No foreigner is to eat it. Any slave that you have bought may eat of it after you have circumcised him. But a temporary resident and a hired worker may not eat of it. They had to eat the Passover within the house, break no bones. The whole community of Israel must celebrate. The alien could not. The alien living among them could not unless all the males of his household were circumcised. Then he may take part like one born in the land. No uncircumcised male may eat of it. The same law applies to the native born and to the alien living among you. All the Israelites did just what the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. And on that very day, and we've seen that before, the very day, God's clock, the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt by their divisions. Now, what is this about? Well, let us remember, first of all, the great principle here. The great fact here, that's probably better. We're talking about the Old Covenant. That's precisely what we're talking about. We're talking about the Old Covenant, the Mosaic Covenant, the Exodus, the Passover, the Sabbath, the giving of the law, Canaan, temple, tabernacle before that, priesthood, and so on. This is what we're talking about. Covenant theologians are quite wrong when they say all the covenants, Abrahamic, Mosaic, Davidic, the New Covenant, are really one and the same covenant, just different administrations. Not so. 2 Corinthians 3, Hebrews 8, Jeremiah 31 make it expressly clear the New Covenant will not be like the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant has been superseded by the New. Christ has fulfilled it, rendered it obsolete, abolished it. By fulfilling it, not dismissing it as nonsense, but fulfilling it and completing it. This is what we are told in the New Testament very plainly. So we look back upon this Old Covenant, first of all, in a historical sense. We look back and see what the Israelites had to do. But we are also told in the New Testament that the Old Covenant has been superseded by the New Covenant because Christ is the covenant in this sense, that he has fulfilled the old and his work and his person establishes the new. The words used in the New Testament, Colossians 2:17 and so on, and you'll find the same in Hebrews, shadows, copies, pictures, give way to substance. So what we have in the regulations of the Passover show us something about Christ and the New Covenant. Now, along with their view that all the covenants are one and the same covenant, along with that view, covenant theologians say that we come over wholesale from the Old Covenant to the New. We make a slight tinker with it, and so circumcision becomes infant baptism. Rubbish. Nonsense. Completely unscriptural. The fulfillment in the New Covenant of the Old Covenant regulation about circumcision is not baptism. It is spiritual baptism. It is regeneration. The equivalent passage to Exodus 12, verse 42 on, is John 3, unless a man is born again, he will never see, he will never enter the kingdom. What we're talking about here is coming into Christ. Christ is our Passover, brother and sister. And to be in Christ, we must be regenerate and brought to faith in the Lord Jesus and repentance toward God. This is what the equivalent is. This is the substance of it. And so the lesson, the main lesson here is this. If any man, any woman would be in Christ, would know the benefits of salvation, there is only one way. You must be born again, otherwise you will never see or enter the kingdom, never even see it. John 3:3-8. The natural man is at enmity with God, under the wrath of God, Ephesians 2:1-3, 1 Corinthians 2, and so on. Romans 8. The only way to be in Christ, the only way to be at peace with God, is through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is by being born of God's Spirit. Romans 6. Spiritual baptism. You must be born again. This is not water baptism. All who are baptized into Christ are in Christ, Galatians 3. Not water baptism, but spiritual baptism. Unbeliever, there is a glorious feast. There is a glorious salvation. There is a glorious redemption standing there, waiting there. And you can partake of it. You can be in it, but the only way is by a living faith in Christ. You have to be born of God's Spirit, repent, and turn to Christ. And I urge you, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ now, and you will be saved. That is the lesson I see here. No alien, no foreigner can partake. So, my friend, the great essential, you must be born again. Can we take anything here of these regulations and apply them in the new covenant to our practice as believers? I address you now, my brothers and sisters. Be careful. But I would say this. In the new covenant, Christ has given us liberty. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Galatians 5:1. But this does not mean license. We have greater liberty, far greater liberty, than they ever had in the Old Covenant. But like they had to be careful with God's ordinances and keep them exactly, and that's what the Israelites did. The Lord said this, and Israelites did just what the Lord had commanded. What can we learn? I must not play fast and loose with God's word. It's my business, brother and sister, as a Christian, not to tamper with God's word, but to obey it. And that applies in the New and the Old Covenant, likewise. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, yes, and all Scripture is for me to obey. I read that in Matthew 5-7. I read that in John 12-16. I read it in all the apostolic letters. And I must come up with the Israelites, not fall behind them. They did exactly what the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. And as a man in the new covenant, brother and sister, I speak to you, as being in the new covenant, let it be said of us. I hope it's being said of you. I hope you say it of yourselves, and you want it to be so. We do just what the Lord has commanded us in his word. If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments, said Jesus. So these are the lessons I see here. The great essential, what is it? Unbeliever, you must be born again. There is no if or but or maybe about it. You must be born again. No new birth, no salvation. The great essential, brother and sister, we are in Christ. Now let us walk circumspectly in obedience to Christ's law, and may it be said of us, as new Israelites, we do just what the Lord has commanded us in his word. May we be men and women of God who love him and show our love by our obedience to him. Amen.